Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. This is your host, Minister E, your one and only host, and I thank you, everyone, for tuning in very much. I thank you very much for taking your time out of your day to sit and to listen to me talk. But I'm not just talking to talk. I'm here, delivering messages for this end time and how to prepare yourself, what you need to do, and just some topics and some important things in your Christian walk that you need, amen, in order to live better and really live with Christ, amen. You don't want to be in your Christian walk and you're just there. You're just your spirit is just dormant. It's not really dormant, because if God's not operating in your life, then the devil's operating in your life. Amen. So you want God to be operating in your life every single day of your life. Amen. And in these end times, it's very crucial and critical for God to be active in our lives, because we want him. We want him to bless our lives. We want him to really impact our lives. Amen. Today, I'm going to talk about intimacy with God and fearing God. That's going to be today's topic, having intimacy with God and fearing him. Amen. But before we start today's episode, I'd like to pray and really thank God, pray to God, and really ask him to open our hearts so we can accept his teaching, accept his word. It's been a couple of days since I put up an episode, but today's the day, and I really want you guys to get something out of this. And this is the 31st episode. I can't believe it already. And it's January 17th. Can you imagine? It feels like I just started this podcast like yesterday. But we're already on the 30th episode. Please stay tuned in. I love everyone who's here and tuned in. I see everyone who watches. And I really hope that God does something for your life. But before we get started, I like to pray and allow the Holy Spirit to operate in our lives and to operate in this episode, to accept this teaching, to come into our spirits. Amen. Father, I thank you very much for today's episode, and I thank you very much for everyone who's taken the time out of their day to listen to it. I cover and dedicate him on the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that your word penetrates through our spirits so it can flow in us, so it can be in us, so we can meditate on it all day and all week, Father God, so we can take it and teach it and minister it to other people in our lives so they can also have you, so you can also touch their lives, Lord. I thank you very much for this podcast. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so today's topic is going to be intimacy with God and fearing God. I really thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And today's episode is, I hope it really helps you take your relationship with God a bit more serious, because it's something many Christians we need to do, is to really spend some intimate time, including myself, with God. Because throughout the day, we have so many programs throughout the day, but, just getting at least an hour or even 20, 30 minutes throughout the day, to just spend with God is very, very crucial, especially in these end times. You see people dropping like flies everywhere, all over the country, all over the world. You don't know when your time is, but it's not now. You don't want your time to be now. Right? You want Jesus to take you in the rapture. But put all that to the side. I would like to start on today's topic, intimacy with God and fearing God. One of the most important spiritual concepts found throughout is the fear of the Lord. God is intimate with those who trust him. And the more we trust him, the more intimately we come to know him. When we spend some quality time with God, he'll reveal himself to us more through his word, right, through teachings that you listen to, right? And your relationship with him becomes stronger and it grows, amen? And it grows. Amen. The Lord requires us to accept. The Lord requires us to accept, to reverence. What's the definition of that? To have deep respect for Him. To reverence, to have deep respect for Him, and to obey all His commandments, to love Him and to serve Him with all our minds and being. Amen. When we deeply respect God, you know, when we deeply respect God, there's that respect. It's like, it's different when you respect your teacher or parent. Yeah, let's say parent. Yes, with your parent, you know, let's say, for example, actually, it could be, it's similar, because God is also a parent, right? But his parenting is different than your parents' parenting, right? When your parents discipline you, right? It's a bit, it's different than how God disciplines you, right? Right? So, I don't know how to explain it better, but like, when we reverence Him, when we revere, when we reverence Him and walk in love, obey His commandments and serve Him with our mind and our being, there are many benefits that we get from it. Amen. Because obeying God, fearing God is not passive. It's not something you do once. It's active. It's something you do all day, every day. You know, fearing, I'm not talking about like you're scared, right? Like you're scared. No. I mean like you're scared of Him. No, like it's like you respect Him, but like deeply. You honor Him, right? And he I want to mention, I want to talk about the benefits of fearing Him. You when you fear God, there are benefits. The first benefit is whatever you've worked so hard for in your life, you will eat what you've worked so hard for. You will be blessed and you'll be secure. I'm mentioning the benefits of fearing God, so take down some notes. Amen. You and your spouse will be fruitful in your house. Your children will be fruitful when they sit around you, when they're around you. Amen. You'll have seasonal blessings. Right? You have an inheritance from the kingdom of God. Amen? And the friendship of the Lord is for those who fear Him. And He makes it known in His covenant. When you fear God, obey Him, and walk in His commandments. God is a God of obedience. He likes obedience. You know, disobeying God is not something that we should do as Christians. Because there's some tough consequences of it. I've seen people in my ministry disobey God when He's told them to do something. And the consequences are the repercussions are very, like, they're bad. I don't want to deal with it. I know I've disobeyed God somewhere. But listen, I'm not trying to, you know, go back there. You know, sometimes we do it knowingly. A lot of times we do it knowingly, but then we act dumb. But, you know, the time that I disobeyed, I really did not know. I was innocent. You're looking at me like, no, you wasn't, Minister E. No, you weren't. Yes, I was. But the fear of the Lord can prolong. It can make your life last longer. You can live longer when you fear the Lord, right? Whoever that fears the Lord is secured in His fortress, and us, His children, will be the refuge. Amen? When you fear the Lord, He'll protect you. He'll put His angels around you. He'll keep you safe. Amen. He'll help us overcome the enemy. Amen. Because when we fear the Lord, it brings protection and deliverance. Amen. Not only that, but it brings riches, honor, and life, and it brings wisdom. Because when you fear the Lord, you're humble. You're humbling yourself. You show deep respect for Him. And when you do that, when you're humble, you learn. You learn more. And when you learn more, amen, you uncover who God is more every single day, right? So He opens Himself up to you, and you know more about Him, You become smarter. You become wiser, right? And you know what to do and what not to do in your spiritual, in your Christian walk. Amen? Now, what is fearing God? Fearing the Lord means walking in humility and reverence towards God. To fear the Lord means to honor him above everything else, trembling before him. Amen? Recognizing his greatness. Amen? Loving him with all your heart, including giving your life to him. Obeying without question. Now, a lot of people are like, what do you mean? We have to do everything God says? Yes. He knows what's best for your life. He knows what goes on in your life. He sees things ahead of the future, 10 years from now. He knows when you're born. He knew when you were born, and he knows when you'll die. Right? So, obeying him without question, you know, because he knows the path to your life. He's trying to give you a map, a guide, so you don't, you know, fall into the wrong areas, fall into wrong places, right? Ministering with trembling and fearing him. Amen. Reverent in awe of his holiness, to give him complete reverence and honor to him as the God of glory, of great glory and majesty. Continue to working out our salvation in awe and reverence, and worshiping God with reverence. When I say reverence, I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. Having deep respect for God. Amen. Just so you don't get confused, because I know a lot of you, you know, yeah. I'm playing. But I'd like to open up to a scripture. If you could please open up to Deuteronomy 10:12. Please open up to Deuteronomy 10:12. This is an important scripture. I like for you to read and understand. Amen. And now, Israel, if you see where it says Israel, put your name. My name's Minister E. And now, Minister E, that's not my name, but that's my, yeah, you get what I'm saying. And now, Minister E, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep his commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good. Amen. Fear the Lord, walk in his ways, love him, serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Keep his commandments that he commands us. Amen. Stop committing adultery. Stop fornicating. You're not listening. You know it's wrong. But the moment you catch a disease, you're like, God, forgive me. God, this, he told you. Straighten his word. Keep his commandments. Fear him. When you fear the Lord and walk in his commandments, you're not going to commit adultery. You're probably like, yeah, why do people do that? They don't fear God. They're not keeping his commandments. They're not fearing him. Minister E, they're people who fear God, who tremble, who do this, and they're still fornicating. No, they don't. If you fear God and obey him and love him, you wouldn't do that. Why? Because you know the consequences of when you fornicate. You know the consequences when you sleep around. You know the consequences of when you cheat on your wife, your spouse, whoever. You know the consequences, you know. And you suffer of those consequences. So, yeah, Minister E's told you, you know, next time you're about to fornicate, you're about to do what you're not supposed to do, remember Minister E, make sure you play my voice out loud in your head. But yeah, I'm weird. But how do we fear the Lord? We honor everyone. We honor all people. Love our family. Love the family of believers. Fear God and honor the King. Don't be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Instead, fear the one who is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell. Let me read that one more time for you. Do not be afraid of those who kill the kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Instead, fear the one who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Amen. Man can destroy your body, can kill your flesh, but cannot do anything to your soul. Amen. Man cannot touch your soul. Man cannot do anything with your soul. Only God can. God can destroy both and land you straight in hell. Amen. So we want to make sure we honor God. We fear God. We honor God. We love God. Respect Him. Amen. God is not this person who sits up there and is like, He's not this guy who, you know, who you think is like, let's say, like, all strict. Like, He's loving. You know, He loves you. He knows the crap. Okay, let me not say that. He knows the things that you do to mess up. He knows all the messes you're going to do in the future. He knows everything. You know, and He still enables us with the grace. He still has mercy upon us. We don't want to take it for granted, but He still cares and loves for us. Amen? And we want to make sure we at least respect Him and love Him enough not to do those things. You know, you hate someone, you can't forgive that person. You know, ask for the grace to forgive that person. You know, you can't do it with your power because you're not strong enough. Your spirit is not strong enough. I mean, that spirit of unforgiveness is stronger than you, but the Jesus in you is stronger than that spirit of unforgiveness. So you want to ask Jesus to come into you and to enable you with the grace to be able to forgive. Amen. 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 Don't hate me now. Open up to Psalms. Psalms 128:1. This one's very small. It's a very small word sentence, but I like to still read it. You know, it says, Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. Man, we want to walk in the Lord's. It's basically kind of repetitive to what the other scripture said. You know, blessed is the Lord who walks in His ways. Is everyone who fears the Lord who walks in His ways. You know, if you walk in the Lord, walk in His ways. Walk the way He walked when He was on earth. How Jesus walked when He was on earth. Amen. Walk in His commandments. Amen. Have them in your heart. Memorize them. You know, try to at least, even if it's once a week, twice a week, however much you can. You know, I got to do the same. I got to take my own advice. But, you know, you get what I'm saying. But I want to list out examples in the Bible of people who feared the Lord. People who feared God. Joseph, for example, right? Job. Everyone knows the story with Job. This man suffered. Even though he had lost everything he had, he refused to curse God. Amen? Job refused to curse God. And his wife suggested that he dies. But even though Job had lost all he had, he went from riches to rags in a moment, just like that, because he was falsely accused. But if it was anyone else, they would have cursed God, right? But still, Job never chose not to curse God, because he said, although God slay me, yet I will trust Him. He chose rather to endure the pain than to curse God, because he knows, my guy, you curse God, it's game over. You know, he'll stay in the rags for the rest of his life, but he got everything back, right? We want to thank God for doing that for him. Amen. We want to thank God for everything He's done for us. Amen. We want to really fear God and have intimate time with Him. Amen. And I want to open up to this last scripture here. Oh, shoot. Hold on. This last scripture here in Hebrews. In Hebrews, Hebrews 12:28. Yeah, please open up to Hebrews 12:28. Okay, so it say, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Let me read that one more time. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. So we want to ask God for the grace, amen, to serve Him with godly fear, with deep respect. We want to have the grace because lately, you know, I know a lot of you have been serving God, but You haven't had that fear in you. Yes, you know, you're an usher in church. You know, you collect tithes. You know, you sit people down when they walk in. But you want to have that godly fear, you know, when doing it. Amen. You want to ask the Holy Spirit for that, to show it to you, to use you as you do it. Amen. You want to serve him acceptably, without complaining, without any struggle, without strife, without, you know, with love. And want to ask him for the grace to be able to do that. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. But that's going to wrap up today's episode. I hope that helped. I hope you really got something from that. But if you have any questions, any more questions, please don't hesitate to message me through Instagram, email. The email for this podcast is on there in the description. Please do not hesitate to email or message on Instagram. Instagram is most likely the fastest way you can get to me. But also, email I can get to. It just won't be as fast as Instagram because I'm usually mostly on Instagram. Amen. But yeah, thank you very much for tuning in, everybody. And before I end today's episode, I'd like to pray with everyone to really wrap up this episode and really ask God for the grace to really be able to spend some intimate time with him and to really have godly fear in us to be able to honor him, to fear him, and to really have deep respect for him, amen, and to walk in his ways, amen. Father, I thank you very much for today's episode. Thank you very much for every viewer and listener. I thank you most especially for your word, Lord, and for your presence in our lives. I ask, Lord, that in today's episode that you help us understand what really spending intimate time with you and fearing you is, so that we don't just pass by it and keep living on in our lives and in problems and struggle because of these little minor things. It's not little and minor, but I ask, Lord, that you open our spiritual eyes to see how crucial it is to serve you and to walk in your commandments, Lord. And I ask that you forgive us for walking with the devil and walking in his path instead of walking in your ways, Father, God. And Lord, I ask for your grace to have to serve you. I ask for the grace to be able to honor your commandments. I ask for the grace to be able to walk in your commandments, Father, God, and to serve you acceptingly without fear, without strife, without complaining, without struggling and arguing, but with love, Father, God. And I thank you very much for today's episode. Just like Job and Joseph did it during their time, Lord, I ask that you do the same for us and enable us, Father, God, to endure in these end times, to endure, to still spend intimate time with you, and to still have fear, godly fear for you, Father, God. I thank you, Lord, and I love you, and I cover every viewer and listener in the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I ask that you also bless them and enable them with the grace to be able to serve you till the end, till you come back to rapture them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I love y'all. And please stay tuned for another episode tomorrow. I love y'all. And yeah, that's it for today's episode. I hope you really picked something up. And that's it. Bye.